Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Vav, Baba Basra 6a, pagination is 11. We're going to start on the previous Daf, though, at the Mishnah, which is Baba Basra Hey Amad Aleph, Baba Basra 5a, pagination is 9. Masnisin, just below midway on the page. Kosel Chatzer Shenofal. There's a wall between the yards, and it fell. Mechayvin ozolif noso. We obligate both sides to build it. One side apparently is taking initiative, and the other side is reluctant. We obligate that they cooperate with each other ad arba amos, until 4 amos in height. And the logic here is that 4 amos in height will avoid hezek re'iya. We have an interesting taisvis in Yuma, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, which discusses the height of a person and suggests that there's a certain amount of up and down on the ground, and then a person could be on tiptoes, and then the height of a person. So arba amos, 4 amos in height, will be higher than the person, even with these types of extensions. And that will avoid him from peeping in, or peeking in, to the other person's area. And perhaps even a step more than that, it will give the person confidence that no one will be able to peek in, and therefore he will be able to do the semi-private things that he wants to do in his chatzer, without being restrained. The Mishnah tells us, "Becheskes shenosan ad sheyavi raya shelo nosan." The assumption is that the second person who's not taking his own initiative and is just supposed to pay towards the fence, the working assumption is that he did pay, unless the other person proves that that is still outstanding. However, midalet amos ulamaylon, above 4 amos, if the wall is being built higher than that, ein mechayvin osa. We don't obligate the other person to participate. That's not the standard that Chazal held of. You want to go higher, you go higher. Some people go higher because they want to be able to build a shed or something like that. And if they build the wall higher, it's conducive to all kinds of other activities. But we don't obligate the second person to participate in the costs above 4 amos. Samach lo kosal acher, if this second party did put a wall there, which indicates that he likes this wall, this first wall, afa pishalonasan alavas hatikra, even if he did not yet put a roof on, once he started doing things that indicate that he intends to use it, megalgalin alavas hakol, we indeed charge him for the entire wall, his portion, his percentage in partnership. And in this case, becheska shalonasan, the working assumption is that he did not pay at sheyavi raya shenosan, until we can prove that he paid. Of course, the best is to do transactions in a way that has a paper trail, in some way documentable or with witnesses, etc. But we're trying to figure out who has the upper hand in a claim when the claim is that you did not yet pay. So in the case of the basic Dalet Amos, we assume he cooperated. That's the normal standard. In the case of higher than 4 Amos, where he becomes obligated if we have indications that he likes that and he intends to use it, that extra, the working assumption is that he would not have paid that extra amount. And we'll have to discuss where that's coming from, but that's considered beyond the regular, normal, neighborly obligation. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, HaKoveya Zeman LaChavero, if a person specifies the time that is the duration of this loan, Ve'omar lo. And now the borrower says, Praticha, I paid you up already, besoch zemani, during the duration of the loan. Eino neman, we don't believe him. And the expression is, Ulevai sheyifra bizmano. If only people would pay on time. But we don't assume that he paid earlier. And therefore, if he claims, I paid earlier, there's an anan tzadi, a chazaka, a principle that we have that it's unlikely that he paid early. If he proves it, he proves it. If it's fact, it's fact. But otherwise, we have a working assumption that person didn't pay early. If he specified he needs the assets for 6 months, we assume that that's what he needs it for. If he pays it back early, he would have to bring a proof. We don't assume that that's accurate. In fact, he can actually ruin his reputation if he says, oh, I paid you up already, early, and we don't believe him, and then the person comes to collect on time or afterwards, and again, this borrower uses the same expression. What are you talking about? I paid you up. The fact that he at one point said that and we didn't accept it would be a reyusa, would weaken his claim in the future when he uses that same expression. And of course, we would have to sort it out, but that's the basic principle. According to Reish Lakish, we do not assume that he paid early. Abaye v'Rava, da Amri Tavayu, there is a dissenting opinion that says, Ovid inish depora bego zimne, there are times that a person pays up early, zimnin dimisramo le zuze, there are times that he got access to money. Omar, and he says, izalefare, let me pay it up. Kiechi delo le tardon, so that I don't have trouble later with him nudging me for the money, let me take care of it, and it'll be done. So we have the opinion of Reish Lakish, and we have a dissenting opinion of Abaye and Rava. Moving down to the wide lines, the Hilchasa, the Halacha is Kireish Lakish. We paskin like Reish Lakish that people do not pay up early. Va'afilu miyasmi, and this is true even from orphans, their father died, and then the loan became due. We do not start protecting the orphans the way we normally protect orphans and says, who says he really owes you the money? In this case, because the due date was after the person's passing, we assume that during his lifetime he did not pay up, and now the loan is indeed in need of being paid. Obviously, we keep in mind the dissenting opinion. If there were mitigating factors, perhaps we'll take them into account. But our basic assumption is people do not pay up early when they specified a duration for the loan. Says the Gemara, which will bring us on to today's daf. Iboiluhu, one line up, they ask the following question. Tavu la'achar zman, if a person came to collect his loan, and he's collecting it after the time has already elapsed, the duration of the loan has passed. A month later, he shows up and he wants to claim the loan. Repayment. Va'amar lo, and the borrower says to him, interesting claim. Praticha betoch zemani. I paid you up during the duration of the loan. In other words, he could easily have said, I paid you up on time. But he didn't say that. Instead, he says something that we have a predisposition not to believe. Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrinon, do we say, b'makom chazaka amrinon, mali l'shaker, that even though we have a chazaka, a principle that people don't pay up early, but we should say, mali l'shaker, why would he lie? If he means to lie, he would give a more likely lie that we would believe, which is, I paid up on time. So probably, he's just being truthful. I paid up early. It's the truth. Because if he was lying, he has a much easier lie to get away with. Oh, Dilma, top of the daf. Or maybe, b'makom chazak, alo amrin and mali l'shaker. Or maybe, our principle is so powerful that even though he could have argued something and gotten believed, but he's arguing something that we absolutely do not believe. We don't believe such a thing. It's almost like we have testimony of our own in the psychology of a person that people who ask for a loan for a certain duration do not pay up early. It's just so powerful that I don't care if he could have lied a different way, if he was lying, and therefore he's probably saying the truth. We're so sure that his claim is wrong that we don't accept it, perhaps. So that's the question. And just to foreshadow, that question is going to stand. And the Be'er HaGola in Simon Ayin Ches writes that the Mechaber studiously avoided this case because it's a Shaila and it stands as a Shaila. And therefore, the claim to extract money from the borrower is going to be like any other claim, and he'll deny it with a Shavuas Hesis, a basic oath that he doesn't owe the money, but he doesn't have the claim in the strength of, I lent you the money, go prove you repaid it, and your claim that you repaid it during the duration is meaningless to me because there's a principle that people don't do that. It's not that strong because there's a Mali L'Shaker, and this question of the Gemara does stand. Wanted to see one proof which is related to our Mishnah. Tashema, about 8 lines down. Midalat Amos Olamayla, the 4 Amos and higher that we started in our Mishnah, that was the second case of the Mishnah, Eimachayvinoso, you don't obligate him to pay that amount, but Samach Lokosel, if he shows by building another wall that he intends to utilize that extra height, then he's obligated to pay, and we do not assume that he paid Acheyavi Raya Shanosan until he proves that he paid. The Gemara analyzes it as follows. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? If the claim to pay for that higher part of the wall is coming in after the duration, after the proper time, and he says, I paid you up on time. Amaylo, why wouldn't we believe him? If you come after the duration and he says, I paid you on the due date, what's your claim? Ela lav, must be the claim was the Omar lay, that he claims the money and the person is responding, praticha betoch zmani, I paid you up early. Alma b'makom chazaka lo amrin and mali l'shaker. Apparently, we do not say Mali L'Shaker, and he's going to have to pay. In other words, this person is being claimed after the due date. He could have said, I paid you on the due date. He didn't. He decided to say, I paid you before the due date. And apparently, the Mishnah is telling us that he's not believed, and he's going to have to pay. And the Gemara answers an answer which is critical to understanding the Mishnah, Shaini Acha, no, this is different. The Omar, because the entire dynamic here of the above 4 Amma payments of this wall are Miyema de Mechayvi Li Rabbanon, who says that the rabbis will obligate me. In other words, the social norm and obligation of the rabbis was until 4 Amos. Above that, the guy's not sure what's going to be, and he's waiting for the Din Torah. And therefore, if a person claims he paid before there was a Din Torah, that's very unlikely. But in a normal case where the due date is clear and his obligation is clear, we do not have a resolution of whether or not he can claim, I paid you up early and get away with it, with amigo that he could have said, I paid you up on time, if he was lying. How strong is this principle of Reish Lakish indeed, that people with a time duration on the loan do not pay up early? Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.